is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Just one day to go before Election Day, but we're already learning how important it is to Americans based on the early voting numbers. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson.
Between mail-in ballots and in-person early votes cast, nearly 3.2 million Michiganders have already participated so far in this election.
The candidates are busy spending their final campaign hours in battleground states. Donald Trump was in Raleigh, North Carolina earlier, proposing to place tariffs on Mexico over border issues.
They've taken over our country in a way since this Biden-Harris people. They became our number one trading partner, and they're ripping us off left and right. It's ridiculous.
Kamala Harris will spend the entire day in Pennsylvania, hoping to win over any undecided voters. Reporter John Delano is in Pittsburgh.
African-American vote in Philadelphia is so key to a Democratic victory. And of course, the turnout in the vast majority of counties in Pennsylvania that is Trump territory, that's going to be key as well.
The Supreme Court will hear a bid to preserve the voting map that raised the number of black majority congressional districts in Louisiana. The court says it will review the case but won't hear arguments until next year. Jan Crawford reports the court is shying away from any election decisions.
The Supreme Court's message and the message it sends to the lower courts is, courts, you need to stay out of this unless you absolutely have to, because it is so close to the election. So that's something I think you're going to see. Courts are going to be reluctant to step in unless they absolutely have to.
Striking Boeing workers are voting again on a contract offer, this time with a 38% pay raise offer over 4 years. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
This latest proposal has the backing of union leadership, who is telling members it believes this is as good of an offer as Boeing is willing to make, and warning that rejecting it could result in workers losing ground in future negotiations.
The strike has halted production of most jets and hammered Boeing's finances. One of music's most powerful titans has died, producer Quincy Jones. CBS's Anthony Mason has a look at his achievements.
Among his many accolades, 28 Grammy Awards, a Tony, an Emmy, an honorary Oscar. He's a Kennedy Center honoree, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, and he's won the National Medal for the Arts. All a testament to Quincy Jones' enduring impact on American music. Anthony Mason, CBS News.
Jones died last night at his home in Los Angeles. He was 91. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman died in a house fire on Indiana Street in Racine Friday night. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A cause is being investigated. Early voting ended Friday in some areas, while Racine offered a final day of in-person absentee voting yesterday. Those who didn't vote early can cast their ballots starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces 4 new felony charges related to inappropriate interactions with minors. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged explicit messages and videos sent to minors. Racine County is accepting nominations for its Youth and Governance Program. It aims to engage high school students in local government by allowing them to serve on county board committees. And downtown Racine will host the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event this Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and proceeds down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac tribute act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Todd Alba.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
After 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
Hear more of the Todd Allbaugh Show on WAUK at 5:40 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I guess deodorant sales are up. Did you see this? It was in the news that deodorant sales are up. And I think I know why. It's because since the pandemic, more people are working in the office now again. So I guess that means not only do I have to brush my teeth again, I have to wear deodorant too? Oh, geez.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Monday morning couldn't guarantee.
other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Well, I've got good news and bad news.
Okay.
Remember last week we were talking about how my wife and I tried to record the Packer game on our DVR, and it's supposed to be set to automatically record, and it didn't?
Oh, boy.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. It's fresh in my memory.
Okay, so
I was feeling for you.
Yeah, so the good news is yesterday the game recorded just fine.
Oh, yeah.
The bad news?
The game recorded just fine. Hey-o.
Oh, man.
Look at you. I like the setup. Very Carson-esque.
Not a game worth watching, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
And you know what? You know it's going to be tough when you're playing the Lions. The Lions are a very good team, probably the best in the NFC, or one of the best anyway.
Yeah, and you always try and temper that with your division rivals, and the Bears kind of cooperated. That was nice to watch them get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Then the Vikings went on to win, and that wasn't good.
Overall, not a good week, but I had optimism going into the game basically because of the outdoor rainy setting of it, because the Lions, they only have 3 games on their schedule all season where they play outdoors.
Yeah, they're getting coached up real well. They're whatever that Dan Campbell's doing, he's doing a good job of it. I like the spirit of that fella.
Man,
it's
tough.
Tough not to like him, right?
Well,
I don't know. I know he just whooped our team. Yeah, I know. I get it. I know. But it's just there's something that's respectable about that guy as a coach, as somebody in the world of sports.
You were kind of talking about this last week. Of the teams in our division, they're probably the most likable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because they've been rather stinky for generations.
A long time. Yeah.
So they've not really caused any problem. And it's like, oh, isn't that cute? The Lions got to win. Aw.
And now they're getting a lot of them.
They're a force.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of them. All right, so Packers off this week, right? Is this the bye, I think?
This is the bye,
This is the bye week. Okay, so they'll be back at it in another week. And
back with the Bears.
The Bears. We'll have it for you here on WRJN. But better times ahead. Hopefully that's when you bounce back. You play the Bears and you bounce back, right? I mean, that's the hope?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, right. Of course.
All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. It's time to party. Are you ready? Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation. So good! So good! Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We want to say happy birthday today to Sherry Payne, who was born on this date in 1944. Sherry Payne, best known as the final lead singer for the Supremes from 1973 to 1977. She's the younger sister of singer Freda Payne. Here's Diana Ross in the Supremes. It's Love Child on WRJN.
Hey, it's WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were no kids on the bus involved in a fatal Greenfield accident this morning. It happened at around 9 a.m. when a school bus returning from its morning routes collided with four other vehicles. That was at the intersection of 27th Street and Howard. The crash resulted in the death of a 26-year-old Milwaukee woman and left four others, including the bus driver, injured. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces four new felony offenses. The new charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged inappropriate interactions with two more victims found during the investigation. Crocker, who worked at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake, is accused of sending explicit messages and videos to minors, as well as attempting to arrange sexual encounters with them. And Racine County kids with an interest in government have an opportunity. Racine County is now accepting nominations for its Youth in Governance program. It aims to engage high school students in local government and allow students to serve on county board committees. Nominations are open until December 13th, with more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s, and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you see this out of China? This is on social media. A driver in China got in the way of trash collectors. So they decided to return the favor. The sanitation workers surrounded his vehicle with 22 garbage cans. There you go.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people
tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is, the longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields. Yeah, the distinction goes to a woman in Cyprus who set the Guinness World Record for the longest wedding veil. It was nearly 23,000 feet, about the same as about 63 and a half football fields.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.